This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. A petition to connect Chaffee County and the Colorado Springs Airport through a state-run bus system is gaining traction. KRCC's Abigail Beckman reports.
Busstang Outrider is a regional bus network created to connect rural communities. Petition organizer Adrian Schwartz says right now the only route through Chaffee County is a loop from Crested Butte to Denver's Union Station. From there, folks can take a train to DIA. Schwartz says that's difficult as the bus is often running late and at capacity by the time it arrives.
It's a tricky game to play, and so having another route gives people an option at least to fly in and out of a smaller airport and get to Colorado Springs if needed.
A spokesman for Busstang Outrider says they're looking into the idea and gauging potential interest while balancing limited funds, driver shortages, and a lack of available buses. The agency hopes to add stops along the Colorado Trail this summer. Abigail Beckman, KRCC News.
The Aurora police officer who first encountered Elijah McClain and was acquitted on all charges related to his death has resigned. An Aurora City spokesperson confirmed that Nathan Woodyard submitted his resignation on Friday. Woodyard was allowed to return to work and received back pay after a jury found him not guilty of causing McClain's death. Colorado Springs Mayor Yemi Mabolate is in Washington, D.C. this week for the U.S. Conference of Mayors. The annual nonpartisan gathering brings mayors from across the country together to talk to federal officials about issues of concern. According to the city, one of Mabolate's priorities is to talk to others about housing affordability. Come find more of what's happening around Colorado at CPR.org. On Monday, we brought you live special coverage of the Iowa caucuses and analysis on Morning Edition the next day. Next week, New Hampshire voters are heading to the polls, and we will bring you coverage from there as well.